Well, that gets us in the mood. We're 2 weeks away from Christmas, and our prayer for you and your family is a blessed and merry Christmas. Why don't you turn in your Bibles, or you can see it on the overhead. We're in Psalm 84 for our scripture reading this morning as we're going through the Psalms. And this is a psalm for the soul that is crying out for God. It's one who sees the blessing of their life, dwells in the presence of the Lord, that his strength for living and his shield for protection is there. So you can follow along as I read Psalm 84. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts. My King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, or weeping, they make it a spring. The rain also covers its pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before the God of Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand outside. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Father, we thank you, Lord, so much for your goodness and your grace, Lord, that you pour upon our lives. God, and even in a time of rejoicing as we enter this Christmas season, Lord, a lot of joy, a lot of rejoicing will take place. But Lord, there are those that, as it says in the Psalms, are in the valley of Baca or weeping. Lord, without their loved ones, away from family, away from friends, and even those who have passed and will not be with them this Christmas. Lord, we pray for your comfort, your goodness, your grace. Lord, would fill that void. Lord, that the church would come around and be a blessing, be a support. Lord, we thank you for your shield that you protect us with, and that strength that you give us, our sure foundation. So, Lord, we do pray that your hand would be upon each and every family and each and every person as we go into this Christmas season. Lord, and even this day in our time of worship, Lord, we pray that we might rejoice and give you glory and honor that you deserve. And Lord, we pray that you'd open our hearts by your Holy Spirit as we study your word this morning. So we commit this time to you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Feel free to stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Thank you. celebrate your coming. Lord, we thank you again that it's twofold. Thank you that we get to celebrate your coming as a baby in a manger and taking on humility for us, Lord. And we also get to celebrate looking ahead, thinking of when you'll come again for us to take us and to be with you forever.